This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
And now, back to the Book of Sorrows, already in progress. When we last left off the party, they were about to step through a door that was floating in the room. We're trying to figure out what was up with that door. Let's find out what happens, as we're already in progress. What are we doing?
Walk in.
Okay.
Yeah, walk in.
And where are you heading?
The door is in the middle of the room, or it's in the
middle. It's in the middle of the room, as if it's floating there.
And that panel, is that floating next to it then?
Correct.
How high up, is it floating in the center of the room? Like, what's its altitude, if you will?
The door itself? Looks at normal height, as if it's... If there was a wall there, it'd be normal height. The panel is probably, to our normal height people, around their chest, to you, probably to the tip of its head.
Okay.
Anything on the panel? Levers or buttons or
yes,
script?
Actually, you look further at the panel and you see there is 5 circular holes there.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And one of them has a number 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5.
I will retrieve my disc from my pocket and place it in the number 1 slot.
You place it in the slot and you hear a clang as you hear something from behind the door move, but then nothing happens. There seems to be no handle on the... Sorry?
Can we ask the paper if...
I remember the paper said 2.
The paper said 2?
No, the paper said 1.
Did it say 1? I could have sworn when you pulled it out, it said 2.
No.
The disc was marked 1.
Yeah, the disc was marked 1. The paper just said it was a key.
And it said no when you first looked at it.
Said no, yeah.
And you...
So I guess...
The door has no handles that you could see of, and there's no hinges that you could see of. It's kind of weird looking.
I'm going to walk on the other side of the door, and what do I see?
Like another door, like the other side of a door.
Okay.
You could try pushing on it and nothing happens. Tapping on it, you don't hear a sound.
Hmm. Are there 4 other exits from this room?
There is a hallway leading to the east. There is a double door heading to the west. And the entrance you came into, and there's one to the north. Door to the north, excuse me.
Which is the door?
The double doors.
Okay, you're heading to the double doors?
Yeah.
How do the double doors look? Are they wood or?
Yes, they're wooden doors.
Can we hear anything?
Okay, let me double check. Yes, you hear, upon listening at the door, you hear a crackling of a fire, and you hear what sounds to be somebody snoring.
Trask, you're up.
I'm gonna ask Delphin to pick the lock.
Is it locked?
Earlier he said that assume that every door has a lock on it, unless he said otherwise. So I will pull out my tools and see if I can't unlock this door.
Well, not to complicate things, but. We obviously know there's someone, something on the other side. Would it be worth examining the other hallways before we step into a fight?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't want to get involved in a loud fight and leave something behind us.
Okay.
I mean, apparently at least one person is asleep in there, so maybe we would get the drop on them. I don't know how quietly we can enter the room, but I just want to make sure we're thinking this through before we jump in.
And it doesn't necessarily mean we are going to have to fight.
That is very true.
It's very true.
Well, let's check the north and the east door before we try that.
Okay. I'll go listen at the north door if somebody else is going to go to the east.
The east is a hallway, actually.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say, yeah. The north was the door. To the
Old
north.
Dolphin will listen.
Okay.
Hey, I'll head down the east corridor and see if there's anything.
Okay.
I'll try to do it as quietly as dwarvenly possible.
Maybe me and you should swap spots.
All right, Delphin listens at the door, and he does not hear anything from this room.
Okay. I will pass that information on.
And Trask, who is creeping down the hallway, you see it goes 5, 10, 15, 25 feet, and then it turns to the left heading north, and you see... Halfway down the hallway, you see a door leading into another room that is partially ajar.
Okay. Before I head down all the way, that's after the turn, or that's like there's a turn but also a door straight ahead?
Turning to the north, you look down that small corridor and there's a door partially ajar.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and before I go up to the door, I'm going to head back down and kind of communicate to them. About the door at the going north.
Okay, so Delphin says that he hears nothing at the door to the north, and Trask tells you he found a door down the hallway that is partially open.
Also leading north.
Also leading north at the end of the hallway.
And did you hear anything, Trask?
No, I didn't. I didn't stop to listen. I just thought better. There's strength in numbers, you know.
Strengthen numbers and strengthen my cudgel.
So what are you guys, which way are you going to go?
Well, I don't exactly want to leave the sleeping guy alone here to wake up and be prepared for anything. There doesn't seem to be any immediate danger from the other areas, so let's go in here.
In the sleeping guy's room?
Yeah. To the west.
Sounds good to me.
I was going to suggest that we open the door to the north in this room and see if it maybe connects to the other door. Just kind of peek and see. Kind of peek and see if maybe there's anything on the other side of this door that's, you know, directly in the same room we're in.
Is the north door locked?
Well, Delphin went to the north door and he listened, but did you pick for locks or traps?
No. I just went and looked to see if, or listened to see if there was something there. But I would like to go back and see if the door is locked.
Alright, you go back and you see it is not locked when you take a close examination of the locking mechanism.
Okay.
Would you like to open it, or go the other way? Or go to the west?
I don't know. I don't want to upset our leader.
Chuck, the
My
leader.
My vote is for the double doors.
I will vote with Belnor.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, see if there's anything on the other side here before we charge in and... So that guy can't necessarily call for help. Or if he does, we'll have a little bit of extra time to prepare.
Unless it's Asmodeus.
Can we spark the door?
Oh, yeah.
From
you know, Asmodeus is getting his 8-hour beauty sleep on the other end of the double doors.
I thought about spiking the door, but I don't want to make that much of a ruckus this close to a sleeping guy.
Yeah.
And if it does connect to the... door that's ajar is what's, you know, is it really going to help to spike it? So,
now I will say the fact that Trask is the voice of reason here suggesting another route Makes me a little concerned, but I trust Belnor's instinct. Let's go in while the guy's asleep.
All right, settled then. We go in.
All right. I just imagine that Asmodeus has a like a plush Demogorgon teddy bear.
All right, so I guess Trask is kicking open the door.
No.
I would like to see Trask and Irwin up front, each one on a door, opening it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that agree? Okay.
Yeah.
The two of you slowly push open the heavy doors, which scrape across the ground.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And you open the door, and you see that there are 8 green light creatures laying down, sleeping, that suddenly are looking up now at you.
Get them.
Make out what they are in the light.
You've seen them before. They're kind of slimy and green. Your friends.
They're orcs. Kill them.
There you go. So call your actions, please.
I am going to charge in.
Trask is charging in.
Okay. Me too.
Irwin is charging in.
I'll go in behind those two.
Chuck is charging in.
Corbin is ready to use his cudgel.
I'm going to yell at the top of my lungs, "Inspection! On your feet!" And wrap my my staff on the ground hard.
Do you happen to speak orc?
No. I'm going to say it in...
Darn it.
I do, actually, if you want me to say it.
Sure.
So Corbin's going to say that?
Yes, he's coming in. Attention!
Not bad.
Vince, can I change my action?
Yeah, what's up?
Instead, I'm going to throw my spear and then move in, drawing my broadsword.
Throw spear. All right, initiative, please.
I rolled a 3.
No, it's just one roll for the party.
Yeah, I was just saying if anyone hadn't done it already. But okay. Chuck got to...
Yeah, Chuck got to it. Let's see. Galvin screams. He taps his staff onto the ground twice, and then Corbin says, "Inspection in orc." And since it was so original, the orcs kind of looked at you confused, and they jump up and they stand at attention at the end of their beds. Hey, come on, it was really original, so.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stand there looking straight ahead as if in military style.
Oh.
And that you guys rushing in notice this as you stop short in front of them, and they're just kind of just standing there at attention.
What do you guys want to do? Like,
now it's your move, so I'll let you guys go.
Should we continue with the course of action, or should we stop?
Well,
they're kind of like helpless right now, so
let's our orcs speaking.
Well, now, technically, the situation would say, let's see, Trask and Belnor and Irwin don't speak orc at all.
I do.
Oh, that's true.
You do.
I do.
Okay, so then Trask would understand him saying attention. You said inspection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Belnor would not understand, and Irwin would probably continue with their course of action. If you think about this.
Now, just fill
Unless
in the background.
Unless I think he cast a spell.
Go ahead.
Well, to fill in the background, I'm just wondering, as a player, I've listened to the past podcast, so I know about the book and Galvin's attempt to recover it, and the drow, or the dark elf, having stolen it. Would he have explained that to our characters during this journey?
He might have to fill you guys in along the way.
Yeah, I did have a conversation with you about the Book of Sorrows, if you knew anything about it, and maybe that was my opportunity to discuss that.
So I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be worth, you know, while these orcs are confused, to question them. Well, they seem to be listening to me, and if they know where the elf is, where the dark elf is.
Oh, we even have his name.
Yeah, what was it?
Telnok.
Telnok.
Telnok. Yes, Telnok.
You going to ask him that question then? And then are you going to try to attempt to stop the other two from attacking? Because they're pretty much attacking.
What does the rest of the party think?
I'm cool with it if somebody stops me from bashing them.
All right. Yeah, well, it's a tough one. It's like, I hate.
Hey, if
orcs,
you bash him, it's because he didn't stand up at attention and fast enough. So.
So he gets a spear in the chest. That's harsh.
All right.
It's tough to be in the Dark Elf army or whatever.
Erwin, roll your attack.
Oh, what?
Sorry?
Attacks.
Roll attacks.
You said you were throwing your spear and charging in, so roll your attack. And Belnor misses.
Misses?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a double macro. 18. Yeah, you hit. You crush one down to the ground.
Ooh.
In cold blood.
19.
19, wow.
Don't 19. Say that. Don't say that.
Damn murderous priests.
And Erwin, what was your damage? Is it above a 4?
Eight.
Yeah, okay. Your spear goes through the orc, and it falls to the ground, and the other orcs seem to be shaking. And now they start looking over to, as they're coming to from their sleep, and they're looking at Corbin, who screamed that out loud, and they're actually coming out of what they would be their sleep trance, and they're noticing that you're not who they think you were. And since Trask is probably the closest one,
mm-hmm.
They're going to attack you.
All right.
What was your armor class, Trask?
I am at AC 2.
Okay. The first two miss you as the third one comes running up, and that was his action.
Okay.
And now it is declare actions again.
Well, now that the their trance is broken up and our plan didn't quite work, I'm gonna take my attacks now.
Okay.
So I'm going to attack.
Belnor is going to attack again, I assume?
I'm going to attack and speak.
Okay. And Galvin?
I'm going to hold my action for now.
Holding his action. Erwin?
I'm drawing my sword and moving into attack.
Moving into attack, he'll be able to attack. Okay, and Delphin?
Delphin would like to try to move along the edge of combat and try to find a position that would give him a good opportunity to stab somebody in the back.
That should be pretty easy to do because they're all distracted with Trask right now. And Corbin.
I'm going to have my mace in hand, and again, I'm going to try and shout something to the orcs.
Okay, roll your initiative, Belnor. 6. Oof. I rolled a 6. Jeez. I always give tie to the players. Shouting words go first, so Chuck and... I'm sorry, Belnor and Corbin, tell me what you want to say.
I'm shouting out, leave one alive.
Okay, Corbin, what were you shouting out?
I say... Lay down your weapons. You shall live.
Tell us. They shouldn't have it. Oh, sorry.
Tell us where Telnok, the elf, is.
Yeah, and they don't really acknowledge. And whoever wants to go first, I guess probably Trask, because he's right there in the middle of combat.
Yeah. So, shouting while he's attacking,
Damn bloody vile orcs!
I got a 16 on my to hit.
Nice.
And I'm guessing that hits.
Uh-huh.
For 3 damage.
3 damage, okay. Mm-hmm. And now it is the next person's attack would be Belmor, since he's right there. And then be Erwin, who's running up to his attack. So the two of you can go ahead and roll.
Okay, I'm trying for some dual damage, actually.
Belmor with a 19. Wow. Belmor with his cheating macro. No, I'm kidding. He does two 2 points of subdual damage. Sure, we'll call it subdual damage for now. And, Erwin, what did you get? And you missed. Delphin, you are now in a position that you could possibly backstab next round when you attack.
Okay.
And Corbin, you were just shouting out pretty much.
Did you move? Yeah, I was just going to try and get their attention, and since it doesn't work, we'll just leave one alive if possible during the fight.
Okay. Well, 2 out of the 8 are down. 6 is left. Their turn. Trask is going to get some whopping now.
Hopefully not.
1 hit. And 2 hits. The other one...
Whop!
That was 3. The other one goes for Belnor. Ooh! Natural 20.
Ouch!
And another one goes for Erwin, which is a miss. Okay, damage. Trask, you take 6 points of damage. And Belnor... 4 points of damage. Lucky.
Ah, good.
Actions.
Return the favor.
Attack.
So we got Trask attacking, Erwin attacking, mm-hmm. Belnor attacking... Delphin. Backstabbing.
Do I see anything in the nearby in this room? Is there any objects? I don't know. Anything useful? What do I see when I look around real quick here?
Okay. You see a bunch of bedrolls, a small fire, there's a couple sacks in the room, and... That's all you really see in this room, other than another way out on the right-hand corner, which would be the northwest.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to stand back unless an orc comes near me. And
okay.
This is my action.
Now, how are you doing, Trask, point-wise?
I am... down under half. I have actually a little bit under half. I'm at 7.
Okay, so Trask looks a little bit bruised up.
Alright, I'm gonna prepare a heal spell then.
Okay. And roll initiative, please. 3, I got a 4. So you guys go first. Go out, cast your heal spell and do your bonus to heal.
All right. So 4, I guess.
Okay.
Healed 4.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah. Corbin comes over, yeah. Touches you on the shoulder, Trask, in that oh so special way. You feel a tingle and you feel a little bit better. This is a priest to a small child. No, I won't go there.
Super. These are the no-go zones.
Yeah, the no-go zones is correct.
This is what we don't talk about in the interview.
Yes, and go ahead, all you melee people, roll your attacks.
I got a...
Uh-oh.
10.
Okay, Erwin misses. Delphin, you will hit. Go ahead and roll your backstab damage. Wow.
Oh, sorry, that's large.
I was going to say. Okay, 8.
So that's times 2.
Yeah. You gut the orc from behind.
Damn.
But Belnor, with the big old fat one that he rolled, looking on my little chart here. Now I'll let you roll your own fate. Give me a percentile roll. Yikes.
Are you using the crit table from Dragon's Foot?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. No, I have my own personal one.
55. I have a friend who uses one in a second edition game, and it's terrible.
Okay, 55. Player, okay. I'm good. Ooh. Trask, Belnor clocks you over the head.
And undoes all my healing.
And roll damage, Belnor, for your club. I mean, your hammer. He undoes all the good that Corbin just did as he falls onto the ground, clocking you in the head.
That's 5 damage there.
Oh, 5 damage, so you're even worse now. The orcs are laughing.
Even after one of their pals got gutted?
Well, yeah, but they're still laughing. It's kind of funny still.
They are orcs.
Yeah. Okay, their attacks. Okay, so there's 2 around Trask. Miss. Miss. There's 1 at Irwin. Miss. There's 1 at Belnor. And Belnor nods a miss. And the last one. What's he going to do? The last one. Actually, he's going to try. He's going to hightail it away after seeing his friend get gutted. So, what's your next actions?
The heck?
Apologize profusely.
Belnor's apologizing and getting to his feet.
How many are still on me?
You have 2.
2? Okay.
One's running towards the northwest exit out of the room. Okay, so back to the combat here. Trask is attacking.
Yeah.
Belnor is getting to his feet. Galvin is still standing there in the back.
Yep.
Okay, and Irwin.
Attacking.
Delphin, I assume, backstabbing again.
Yeah, I'd like to try to move up to the one of the two that's on Trask, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You'd take that's like a couple foot step away from you. And okay. Corbin.
I'm going to cast Command on the fleeing orc.
Okay. Roll your initiative.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Very nice.
Is there any segment for Command? I forget.
That's a good question. Let me look here.
Yeah, if there's a segment for Command, just add it to the one.
One segment.
All right, so you will go after the melee goes. Go ahead, everybody, roll your attacks to hit.
All right, I got it. 19 to hit, and I did 6 damage.
All right, you killed the one in front of you.
20. Unnatural.
Irwin hits the one in front of him. Go ahead, roll your damage.
Delphin rolled a 16 on the backstab.
Hit for Delphin. Hit for Irwin, you said how much?
6 points.
Okay, that kills the one in front of you.
And he takes 12 damage.
That one has been gutted. I believe that at least one and one running away. Yeah. The one in front of Trask kind of goes, and he runs.
So we have 2 running?
Yes, and now, I'm sorry, that was the command spell goes off. What was your command for the
Stop.
One?
Stop!
He stops dead in his tracks. The other one is running out of the room.
In the same direction that the one that started to run?
Yeah. He's running out of the room now. He'll be out. Unless someone wants to chase him.
Okay, I shout out, stop him.
Who's going to go after him?
I'll next round. Dolphin will chase him.
Yeah, and I'll draw my crossbow and run after him as well.
All right, you guys go ahead and roll attacks because he's running away, so there's no point in initiative here, really.
Well, I'm going to go up to the one who stopped, and I'm going to start to tie him up so he can't escape.
Roll your damage, Delphin. Yeah.
You did say damage.
You kind of killed him.
You killed the one that was running away?
Yeah, he nailed him with a natural 20.
Damn.
And he rolled max damage. Okay, you tie up the one last one left.
Yes.
And, okay. So combat over. You guys are victorious.
Yay! I almost died.
You're welcome.
And that's going to stop for this week because we're over time now.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like everybody's going to have to come back next week for the questioning of the orc and to see where you guys go. So, say goodnight to everybody, and we'll have another session next
week.
Good night to everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good
night.
Good evening,
good night.
Everyone.
Thank you.
What will everybody do?
You have been listening to The Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at RFI Podcast or at Facebook.com/RFI Podcast.